It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 42. We are going to jump right into today's episode. Happy birthday, you April 19th babies. Yes, it is your time for the birthday book, and it's also the last day of Aries season. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on this day cannot bear disorder, indecisiveness, or stagnation, and therefore seek to introduce efficient, smoothly running, and progressive systems into both their work and domestic environments. Nothing gives them more satisfaction than setting a drifting individual firmly upon a focused course of action, or turning an unprofitable operation into a success. Attaining tangible results is important to the April 19th people, who regard the fruits of their labors as validation of their efforts. Whatever career they choose to pursue, they will therefore experience the greatest fulfillment when their input is counterbalanced, if not outweighed by the output. The physical proof of their success that they generate, such professions as teaching, manufacturing, project management, construction, design, and the creative arts are especially well-starred, as well as business pursuits, although it should be stressed that they rarely hunger for materialistic rewards. Their highly achievement-driven determination can, however, lead them to become overly controlling. Because they possess great confidence in their intellectual capability, as well as their practical and organizational talents, they are often reluctant to relinquish the reins of control to others that are, as yet, unproven. When they do delegate, they will sometimes succumb to the urge to point out how they think things could be better done. This tendency being particularly pronounced in women born on this day. Despite this regulatory predilection, they generally make generous and affectionate partners, parents, and friends who unselfishly wish for the greatest happiness and success of those closest to them. Their virtues are driven, persevering, goal-oriented. Their vices are controlling, demanding, and fault-finding. So happy birthday again, April 19th babies, and let's move on to stories.
This comes from ReindeerTurbulent433 on Reddit.
Strange things are happening, and I don't know what to do or who to tell. Here's a bit of background info. I live in New Zealand. I'm in my early 20s, and I live alone for the most part. I also live in a brand new house, if that means anything. Basically, for just about as long as I can remember, I have been having strange experiences that I can't quite explain. Mostly sudden intense feelings, usually of terror and panic. On the occasion, I have seen things to accompany the feelings. Never anything particularly concise, but always a darker than black shape. A few years ago, while stopping to relieve myself while driving through an extremely remote part of the country at night, I was hit by the feeling, only this time it was different. I heard a voice scream out, "Go!" At the time, I was unsure if it was inside my head or from someone else. But regardless of that, I got back to my car as quick as I could and floored it, much to the distaste of my friend who was riding shotgun. As I drove off, I looked into the rearview mirror and saw what looked like figures standing in the road. I asked my friend if he had saw them, and he hadn't been paying attention. And I was beginning to think that it must have been a figment of my imagination. Until my friend asked why I yelled at him to go. So at least some of it must have been real, because I definitely wasn't the one who had called out. Anyway, for a while after that, I didn't see anything else, although I still got the feelings semi-regularly. Fast forward to this past year, and I've moved to the other end of the country, and I live by myself. Until this past week, I hadn't seen anything since I'd moved, and the sudden feeling seemed to be less frequent. Last weekend, however, I was lying in bed when suddenly I got hit with the feelings of terror, and I looked up and I saw something dart out of my room and into the living room. I immediately got up and checked one by one that all the doors and windows were locked, and they were. When I got to the last window, however, there was absolute darkness. No light coming from the street or from the other houses around me like there should have been. And then for barely a split second, there was what I can only describe as glowing red eyes staring back at me. Then it all turned to normal and the usual street lights were back. Obviously fairly shaken, I returned to my bed and was awake all night, but I didn't see anything else. Just about every night since then, I've seen a dark figure, or sometimes a few of them, moving through the house. Although I haven't seen the red eyes again. For the most part, I haven't had any kind of interaction with them, nor they with me, other than seeing them move around. They seem to be visible for no longer than 30 seconds, and the feelings dissipate fairly quickly after that. They seem to be getting more defined as the week has progressed. No discernible features, but definitely human silhouettes. So, I saw one tonight in the corner of my room, just standing watching me. This time for much longer than 30 seconds, but there was no fear or feelings that accompanied this one. After probably an hour of it coming and going, I was hit with the worst bout of sensations I have had in a year. Tears were streaming down my face, and I had a gut-wrenching feeling of terror. For whatever reason, I had a feeling that I had to check the sliding door that leads outside of my room. And what I saw is still making my skin crawl. There were at least five figures with red eyes staring back at me. I still don't quite know what to make of it. They didn't move or try to harm me, but the feelings that I had were absolutely terrifying and the worst I've ever experienced, and have been coming in waves ever since I saw them. Still haven't mustered the courage to look again. I don't really know what I'm looking for out of this, but I don't know what to think about this or who to tell. Okay, so my first thought was maybe you're a medium of some sort and you can just see silhouettes of people. I don't know. But then when you throw the red eyes in there, yeah, you got me there. I'm thinking maybe like demonic, and I don't like to go to demonic because I don't always think that everything is demonic, because it's not. I mean, you have bad people on Earth, you're going to have bad people on the other side too. It's just how it's going to go. The red eyes just really always seems demonic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. If any of you have any clue as to what this person has experienced, or if you've experienced it yourself, let me know, as always. I mean, shoot, I'm going straight to demon on this one, but I'm probably wrong. So let's move on to the next story.
This comes from NTCRBS on Reddit.
When I was 11, I lived in an apartment complex. I was a scared little shit at the time, and I went and slept in the same room as my sister. So, as I laid down and got good and comfortable and fell asleep, mind you, it was pitch black in this room. I was suddenly awoken by a tapping on my shoulder. I rolled over, and I assure you, to this day, the figure I saw was darker than that room. I immediately froze up, and I couldn't move or speak. I watched this lady figure move from the bedside to the window, and then it looked like she jumped. These are two-story apartments. I immediately noped the fuck out of there and ran straight to my mom's room. Needless to say, I didn't stay the night in my sister's room after that. Okay, to me, that sounds like a residual haunting, and it sounds like that actually probably happened in real life. Unfortunately, it's very sad, but that's what it feels like. It's terrifying nonetheless, because especially at 11 years old, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, absolutely not. But have any of you had residual hauntings like this? Because it is crazy to me to think that people on the other side are reliving this, like their last days of their life, all the time, on repeat, nonstop. It's honestly like heartbreaking if you think about it. Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.